So, Elizabeth, what was it about Lady Mond that you found so interesting?
Well, Lady Mond's life is an amazing and a fabulous story. First, she lived here in Belle-Île-en-Terre until she was 17. And then she decided to go to Paris on her own. And there she created great sensation because she was a very beautiful girl. Later, she became extremely rich and had high life, glamour, etc.
How did she become so rich?
She met rich people, she met artists, she met as well her first husband, and she met as well a prince and lived a romance during five or six years with him. And then later on, she met Robert Mond.
So where did she meet Robert?
She met Robert in England, in fact, because she was well integrated in London. And that completely changed her life, because Robert Mond was an Egyptologist, he was an industrialist, and he was a world-known chemist, called as well the King of Nickel, you know. So imagine, Robert Mond gave her a tiara that belonged to Napoleon's wife, and it has 1,040 diamonds. So imagine, it's a long way from the time Mai was barefooted in a water mill. Her name was first, I must say, that her name was Marie-Louise Nemanac, but called Mai, and she had five brothers. Her parents lived and worked in a water mill, and it was a very modest life. They had just a few hens, a cow, and that's all, you know. But Mai was in charge of the animals. She spoke Breton all the time, and she learned French when she went to school.
Okay, so she was 16, as we said before, when she went to Paris.
Exactly. She went to Paris in May 1885 because the owners of the water mill invited her for 2 days in Paris for the burial of Victor Hugo. And there she discovered another world. And she realized that Paris was a place full of promises. And I do think it's a turning point of her life, because 2 years later she went alone to Paris and her life changed completely.
She had to learn table manners and
yes,
dress properly.
Exactly, yes, yes, absolutely.
Because she aspired to mix with very rich gentlemen.
Exactly, yes.
And so she met, I think we might have said this, but she met Robert Mond in London, wasn't it?
In London, in Combank, exactly, because she used to go to parties, to dinners, and, you know, she was already a fashionable lady, and she knew a lot of people. She met Robert. Her life changed as well.
How old were they when they met?
They met, she was 40 then, but they didn't marry before she was 53.
It's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, and he was 55.
And he had two daughters, I believe.
He had two daughters as well. He was a widower, and she was a widow.
And so when did actually Coët en Noz, where we're sitting now, come into the story?
Well, for my 60, Robert Mond bought Coët en Noz Castle and the huge forest. And it is situated between Belle-Île-en-Terre and Plougonvert. And what is amazing, again, is that Mai used to go to the castle of Coët en Noz when she was very young, and she brought eggs, milk, or butter to the princes who lived here. But of course, she saw rich people moving around, and particularly the sons of the owners, but it wasn't our world, and she just could dream.
Amazing, isn't
but,
it? She couldn't imagine, perhaps, ever that she would be living in this extraordinary castle.
Well, 50 years later, she realised her dream and she became the owner of the castle.
And I believe she also had other properties in Belle-Île-en-Terre.
Of course, she had properties in Belle-Île-en-Terre, farms, flats, manors, castle, either in Dinard, Paris, London. She was extremely rich.
But she left quite a legacy, didn't she, actually, in the town, in Belle-Île, in terms of buildings.
In fact, yes. Obviously, she made many donations for her town. And as well, she became a generous lady, helping poor people, schools, children, etc.
So when did she die and where is she buried?
Lady Moon died in our new castle in Belle-Île-en-Terre. She's buried in Belle-Île-en-Terre Cemetery at Locmaria. And her mausoleum is amazing as well, inspired by Breton and Egyptian culture. There's a chapel and underneath a crypt.
So what is the current situation with the castle today and how can people visit?
Well, after Lady Mons' death, Quaternos Castle was bought by several owners and as well often ransacked. But now a new life is beginning for this castle. About 5 years ago, Mr. and Mrs. Moreau, two passionate persons, bought it and they opened it during the Journée du Patrimoine. You know, a writer said about Lady Mons' life, it is a true fairy tale. And I want to say that, in fact, it's the life of someone who went from shadow to spotlight.
So thank you.
And I want to say to people, come to Belle-Île-en-Terre and walk in the trees of that fabulous lady.